Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is the Boop Show for August 19th, 2019. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'd let it go all day, but I can't. It's time for the show. Let's do the show. It's the Boop Show. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Dunaway, and we're back for you, here for you now, for you. Does that make sense?
For you now. For you now. Am I showing up on video?
Yeah, you look good.
Okay, good, because I was like looking. I'm like, I don't see myself. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes Discord will hide your own video for no reason or freeze it.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know why.
Weirdo, yeah, Discord. Weird. Too bad I'm so in love with Discord.
Woo. Yeah, I like Discord. Discord's great. Although there's a lot of Discord being sown on Discord these days. A lot of talk about that. A lot of weird little groups getting their hate on in there. You got to watch out.
Yeah, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. If you're a gamer, though, you're hard-pressed not to at least be a part of some Discord server somewhere.
Yeah, but remember how it used to be? You could, if you wanted to find out if people were doing terrible stuff on a forum, you could get into the forum, sign up for the forum, and end up like kind of infiltrating the thing and looking like a normal dude. Now, if they want to find out what somebody's doing on Discord, can't really do that. They're all these private, you know, isolated island servers that you can't get in without an invite, and invites are, you know, clamped down depending on who you know. So it's kind of a weird thing. The reason this is all coming up, I got asked about it by
hoser.
Someone who talks to news agencies, and they were throwing around the idea that maybe I'd have something to say on the subject. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, interesting.
So it's been on my mind. That's all. Just been on my mind. I mean, Brian right now and I are, we're just using it to watch him drink out of a thing with ice in it. That looked great. Yeah. So well done, Discord. You've done it.
Last cold coffee, Scott.
Oh, how's that? Do you like that, a cold coffee?
I like the cold coffee when it's super hot outside.
Yeah?
Right now it's just rainy.
If you had a preference, do you take it hot or cold? Like if you said, all right, you can only have it one way for the rest of the time. Which way do you take it? All right, sorry, audio listeners. You missed a little exchange about coffee. Basically, the bottom line was you like it hot. You'd prefer it hot over cold. Right? Is that the deal?
That's right. I like it hot. That's the deal, baby.
Okay.
And good. I don't care. I'll go to McDonald's. They hand me hot coffee. I'm like, give me that.
Yeah, give me that coffee.
Spill it all over my crotch and just go,
Don't you know my name? I'm Brian Dunaway. Give me my coffee.
I like hot coffee. Remember that thing? Hot coffee a couple years ago. What was that?
Oh, GTA.
That was Rockstar. Hot coffee, right?
GTA 4. Or sorry, GTA San Andreas was the game.
That's right, San Andreas.
Yeah, and you could go find a lady, and you could have the sex with her.
No, you could have the hot coffee.
Oh, all right, sorry. You could have the hot coffee with her.
That's right.
Yeah. That was the thing. Remember, it was very controversial. They were going to pull copies from stores and label the game as A for adult. Remember all that? That was pretty nuts.
I remember it. I love it.
But hold on a second.
Yes.
Can you just full on do it in GTA 5? I think you can.
I don't know. I haven't played it in forever.
That game's not A for adult or AO only, adult only or whatever. I forget now. There's some kind of weird deal there. But you're right. You had to mod the game to get to it or something. You couldn't get to it unless you knew how to. Anyway,
there you go. That's what you need to do. If it's a mod, I'm okay with that. You can't be official.
Right.
You know, you can't official.
Well, I mean, it's official content. You just had to have the mod to unlock it, because otherwise it was just part of the code.
I'm glad we went down this hot coffee road, because we've talked about playing some Steam games, because we got some adult content Steam games out there that, you know, it's been there, but
I don't like them.
Becoming to light for
I don't
us.
Like him, and I
are
shouldn't
not,
say.
Are you going to play any?
No.
Are you going
to
play any? No,
I have zero desire to play an anime naked girl game. No, none.
Right.
But cartoon ladies naked, no thanks. And even the ones that are all like, you know, here's a 3D model naked. So what, dude? How? Okay.
First of all,
how hard up do you got to be?
Don't want to shame anybody if you got a thing for this. And you know what? Good news, everybody. Steam's got a bunch of this. So you go be you. Man. You go do you over there. All right. I want to spend $0 in time on a bunch of fake anime babes with boobs. No interest. Zip. That much. Good. None. Not even that. You can't even see it. It's just barely there. I'll bet you 90% of those games, if not 100% of them, are terrible video games. They're just excuses to go from one little porny moment to another. What's the point?
Well, I mean, it's the same with porn videos, right?
Right, so go get the porn there. Why you got to have an interactive one that cost you $29? Go get the porn.
Right. I know. We're just we're explorers, right? We as humans are explorers, and we like to...
People can do what they want. Again, this isn't a judgment. I'm just telling you, I'm not going within 400 feet of that stuff because it looks like garbage. That's all I'm saying.
What are you going to do when it finally just takes over the VR world? What are you going to do then?
It won't happen. Porn will be big on VR, of course, but
right.
I'm just saying, like, Fancy School 3, the Reckoning or whatever, some dumb game name. Oh, it's so dumb, dude. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
I want somebody out there. Now, don't, if you don't already know of one, don't go searching for one.
I had somebody
find an adult one. Go ahead.
I had somebody send me a mess or an email because I said something on Twitter, and he says, I don't want to use my name or anything, but I've seen some of these games, and he says, you're right. The games are bad.
Clue one.
Yeah. The games are bad. That's just the way they are. And I like video games that are good. Not ones that just make me go, anime boobs. My boner is coming. Who cares? That's horrendous.
My boner is coming.
Whatever, man.
How did we get here?
Do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. God. I don't care. Let's do this. We're here to, oh my gosh, that ice is so loud. We're going to do a show here about video games, and we're going to talk about games we've been playing. Now, I know this is one of my cheats, like a game I return to, but I can't help it because there was a major update for this thing this week, and I think it bears talking about, and that would be the Beyond update for everybody's favorite failed, yet somehow rose from the ashes and is okay now. In fact, I would argue a lot more than okay, No Man's Sky.
Right.
On
sale right now at 50% off, putting it around $24.95, I believe, last time I looked.
Worth it. Worth it. So I was certainly, one of the people very bummed in the early days of that game's life, where it launched horribly and didn't, it was kind of a pack of lies and didn't really deliver any of the stuff they had been teasing. And, it was this like very odd, an alpha of what they said we were going to get, and they did it for a full price, and a lot of people were pissed off. And a lot of times what that means is, you won't hear from that developer again, or they'll slowly let the game die away and nobody cares. That is not what happened. Hello Games doubled down, and I think this is their seventh major update to the content since its launch in 2016. It's been a little while.
Couple of these kind of games the last couple of years between Fallout 76 just hanging around and just getting a little bit better every day. No Man's Sky.
I hope Fallout 76 is following this track. I don't know because I don't play it, but I assume there's I assume things are going better there than they were when they launched. They must be. This latest update, which adds a bunch of multiplayer stuff, and you can tame mounts and ride them on your planets and all sorts of underwater things. Some of that was already there. But they just added a bunch, and as far as I'm concerned, it's the most fun and refined it has ever been. And I'm having more fun exploring and just going to new planets than I ever did before. I like to play this game in creative mode. That's just the way I play these games, where I have to farm a lot of stuff and build a lot of shit. Not really my bag. I'd rather explore and get good reputation with these alien races and run missions for them and make crap tons of money. Explore planets, find one that I really like, build a base on it. That's
right, Scott.
It's going great.
I've got $30. I got $30 right now to buy a video game this week, and I've got to decide between No Man's Sky and Rebel Galaxy Outlaw.
You have $30 to do it?
I only have $30, and both of them are $30. What do I do? I'm on a budget, man.
I'd say No Man's Sky. And that means a lot for me to say that because I really like Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. But one of the things that Rebel Galaxy Outlaw is missing is that sense of exploration and progression.
Right.
It just doesn't have it in the same way. This game has a weird story to follow. It has multiple ways to approach that story. If you want this to be really hard, you can make it hard. If you want it to be easy, you can. On normal, it's still, you know, it's very doable. It's not like it's hard on normal.
Right.
Or you can go full creative mode and just sort of, you know, let the universe be your oyster. But I think of the two, you're going to get more total gameplay and value out of that. That being said, if all you really care about is combat, a good space trucker story, and a little bit more of a lot more insular sort of galaxy, then I think Rebel Galaxy Outlaws would be the better buy. But because this thing's on sale, I mean, that's a really cracking deal for $30. I would absolutely say, so to answer your question, I would go No Man's Sky.
And you know what? It is a good choice for someone who is a streamer on Twitch, because there's a bigger audience there for that, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that should make anyone's choice for them. I think if you're
If you're a streamer.
Well, I get that.
And you're a budget streamer.
If you're a budget streamer, sure. But also, if you're somebody who streams one of these games, you're a general game streamer anyway. You're not just streaming this or No Man's Sky or any other game like that. So I wouldn't worry about that or let that get in your way. I would just pick this thing up at 30, and I think that they have finally delivered what they promised. I spent the money the day it came out, and for all this time later, I have just been hoping and waiting for more and more and better updates, and they delivered on it. It took them a long time. You could argue you'd rather have had them in beta for 3 years instead of releasing when they did, 2.5, whatever it's been. 2.5? Almost 3. You're sure. I guess that's true. I mean, if I could turn it all around, I'd say that too. But man, you know, Sony money is a big thing. You can't really turn that stuff down.
Sony money.
So I don't, how do I put this? I was very disappointed in that game when it came out. Now I think I finally got the game they promised me, and it's really fun. I really love it. I love just getting around the galaxy and I found this metallic planet. Where all it is a metallic planet. That's all it is.
Metallic planet.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was like straight up, like, I don't even know what to compare it to. Just these big knobby clusters of
what,
of
knobby
minerals.
Or Navi?
Knobby.
There's a big difference.
Not Navi.
Okay.
On this planet. And then it was also made, it had all these precious metals on it, but it had some weird freaking life forms that were all out to kill me. And I went and got a freighter. I didn't even know you could do that.
That's cool.
There's a freighter just floating somewhere, and I went up to the dude and said, "Hey, I'll buy your freighter." And he said, "Okay," and sold me his freaking freighter. So now I got all this freighter stuff going on with like a base on the freighter, base on a planet, underwater base. They're doing all this underwater stuff now. It's just a hell of a thing. And all of these planets are, you know, there's so many that there, even all this time with all these players playing this game, this 90% of it hasn't been discovered yet because it's so freaking big. Like, it's just insanity to me. So I love it, and I think other people would like it if they gave it another shot. If you haven't checked it out since its launch or were disappointed for some other reason, you may be one of those gamers that goes, "No second chances! No second chances!"
None.
If you do
have a chance with me.
If that's who you are, that's fine. No judgment here.
You can sit at your house alone. Obviously, you're not very good at relationships.
You go play a porny anime game. It's fine. Do whatever you got to do. But I believe that video games, especially of this scope and ambition, need time to bake. And as much as I would have also liked them to have done that before they released it, I'm happy to say the return on my investment has been fine. And I'm currently way sucked in and enjoying the hell out of it.
Way sucked in. Huh, I like that.
You like that, do you?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun. Okay, so I'm picking it up because I do only have $30 this week, and I do want both of those games, and I am a budget streamer. So, picking it up, No Man's Sky. Those were not hypotheticals earlier, Scott. Those were all real life
Those were all real life issues. You have just proved it, and now you've made the proper decision. When another $30 comes your way, consider Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, because I would too.
I will. I live week to week, paycheck to paycheck, and the max on this week was going to be the $30.
There you go.
Got to get my oil changed, Scott.
I like it.
Can't let the oil not be changed.
Well, then tell me about Xbox Game Pass's version of Forza Horizon 4. How's that?
Well, let me tell you, Scott, about being a cheap-ass gamer. So, I'm playing Forza Horizon 4 because it is on the Xbox Game Pass, which I already own. I have the Ultimate Pass, which I picked up for like $5. Oh, Microsoft is giving these things away. I think you can get, if you haven't been a part of the Game Pass yet, you can get for like $1 for 30 days or something. And then if you buy any, like you, Scott, you had given me a 6 month Game Pass. They had no clue when you gave it to me. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's been the best thing you've ever given me. And I also bought an additional 6 months. Like, I think it was like another sale for like $14. And that stuff just keeps accruing. And for some reason, I've only spent like $20 for the Xbox Game Pass so far. And I'm paid up until March of next year. And they actually, Microsoft even sent me a refund for $3.99. I'm like, what is this even? You're almost paying me to play this thing.
My favorite part, by the way, of your video is that you your controller disconnected before at the end of the intro, which is pretty great. Anyway, keep going. That cracked me up.
Actually, I don't think that's me.
Oh, is this not you?
I've been playing a lot of this, but I've been capturing it and with all the, so it's got all the commentary and stuff on it. So Forza Horizon 4, just what you think it is. Is it a race game? Not really. It's more like an exploratory. You go around, you explore areas. You're in the UK. You've played this, right?
Oh, yeah. I love this game. I think the Game Pass, especially the PC Game Pass right now, because I don't have an Xbox One,
right,
is the best subscription deal in gaming, period.
Absolutely.
Like this is my big hope for Microsoft's next generation is that they continue to capitalize on that because they have the best, easily the best deal in subscription gaming right now, like straight up.
Right. So you start out in Britain at the automotive festival and you're driving on the wrong side of the road. First of all, Scott, let me tell you that if you don't know. Mm. So for Americans, that's kind of tough. I had to get used to that. I'm driving this with my Xbox controller, by the way. I don't have a steering wheel, even though everybody keeps telling me. Oh, yeah, if you're going to play the Forza, if you're going to compete competitively, you got to have the steering wheel. I'm like, whatever.
I don't care about that. Yeah, controller's fine.
Controller's fine. So at first, I was like, just another kind of open world kind of racing game. I've been playing my Need for Speeds, and, you know, they're pretty fun. I didn't think anything about this. I played this game so much last week. I love it. It's got just the right mix.
It's the best racing game on the planet right now. Nobody comes close.
It is the not even close. Yeah. Not even close. And I didn't even understand. I'm like, Forza Horizon 4, what does that mean? Why is that different than Forza Motorsports 5
or
6?
Forza Motorsport are for freaking giant racing and car nerds who want to tweak every dumb thing
nerds.
And don't want to have actual fun. Look, no offense to those people. You got your games too, but... The Horizon series is like, hey, what if we had the cool looking world and tech and options of the Forza games, but we mixed in a little bit of like Burnout style, open worldly stuff, a little bit of Need for Speed, the good parts of Need for Speed. Like, as far as I'm concerned, this game has made all that other stuff seem dumb now. It's so good.
Right. And it's good because, you know, you have all these, you have missions all the time and that pop up. And if you're following the story. And I like the missions because they're not abrasive. They're just you trying to be a stunt driver. You're not too cocky. You're not too, it's just got the right flavor, man. It just feels like it would feel if you were, you know, somewhere in Great Britain and, you know, just trying to make it, just trying to, you know, go buy yourself a mansion. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a little unrealistic, but you can buy houses and things in this game, which are pretty much pointless other than the fact that it gets you closer to usually to the areas that you are racing in, which I've done, by the way. I got the VIP pass for $4.99. That's why I only have $30 a week, Scott. I had $35, but I spent $5 on VIP.
Yeah.
So I got a free house up there, lake house. It's nice. Mm. Got me a little closer to what I was doing.
Yeah.
But some of the things I love about this game has got to be the passion for the cars in the acting, the voice acting. And, you know, you can choose your regular kind of cars that you can old cars, new cars, fast cars, really crappy cars that are revved up. But my favorite part is going to do the barn finds. Have you done barn finds much?
Oh, yeah. Barn stuff's fun. Okay. You go find a car in there. Sometimes you do a race and you didn't even know it, but the reward at the end for getting first place is, oh, by the way, you can just go ahead and keep this Viper that we got you here from 1989. Here's your 89 Viper,
by the
sir.
Way, the Viper sucks at handling.
Yeah, the Viper's a little sloppy. I don't love the Viper. But I don't love the Viper in real life. It's not a great, it's not amazing. Although the stupid show based on Viper, was it called Viper? It was called Viper, right? The TV show?
Yeah, right.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, do you remember the race game Viper?
Yeah.
It was like Viper Racing, I believe it was. And it had some really weird physics. None of that stuff really raced like cars. It more like skid around. It was almost like a drift kind of game. But
I'm going to call it poop. This game, on the other hand, is the opposite of poop. It's an extremely capable racer. It's very good.
It's not just a racer. I hate to sell it so short just saying that it's a racer, because I don't feel like a lot of race games like Gran Turismo and stuff, I always felt like I was collecting. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I'm racing some and I'm collecting, mostly collecting. I don't feel like I'm really collecting here as much as I'm just enjoying like a nice little leisurely stroll of, you know, advancing my career. I can choose what path I want to go into. If I just want to run around and do barn finds, I can do that and find cool old cars and barns that have been abandoned. By the way, how illegal could this possibly be, driving in somebody's yard and just, oh, they're taking this car. Yep. And it goes back to, you know, it goes, they take it back to the garage and they fix it up for you. Don't know where you're getting all your money from either. But anyway,
it's an open world game that you happen to drive in. That's really all it is.
There you go.
Yeah,
it really is. It reminds me of my best part. The best parts. Do you remember Microsoft had like a street game? It wasn't like really a race. What was the name of that game? It was
Street Game.
Yeah, it's like it was like Microsoft Racing, but it was like street racing. And you would just drive around town. It was just very laid back.
Was that Project Gotham? Project Gotham Racing? Because that was...
It might have been Project Gotham Racing that I'm thinking
of. Well, that's what there's the Forza people came from that crew. So that's who you're getting now, is those same developers, I'm pretty sure.
Let me see if that's what I'm thinking of.
It was an Xbox original game. They also had actually, the 360 is where the Forza stuff came from. But the original Xbox had Project Gotham Racing. And my memory is that was the same team who went on to start the Forza stuff. I could be wrong. I think that's right.
Right. You may be right. I'm looking at Microsoft now. So anyway, so it reminds me that it's laid back and just good times. Mm-hmm. So if you're not playing Forza Horizon 4, you got to play it if you got the Xbox Game
Pass. Yeah, it's really good.
And if you got the Ultimate, you can play it on the PC as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got. I didn't get Ultimate. I got the $5 one because I don't have an Xbox yet. But when I do, I'm sure I'll upgrade. Right. It's great.
Xbox. Yep. I mean, you can right now, if you go on BrickSeek, Dunaway deal here. If you go on BrickSeek.com, you know what that is? You ever seen BrickSeek.com? You ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
Dear gamer. Okay. Mm-mm. So if you're curious about a Target, Walmart, you know, Best Buy, Lowe's, those kind of guys, if you're curious what they have in stock, a lot of times those are connected to those websites. And right now they have the Xbox One S Minecraft edition for $179 at a lot of stores.
Wow.
One terabyte. Just check out BrickSeek.com. I think you can search for the SKU. You can search for it there and hunt it out. You may get lucky. We have 24 near where I live.
Mm.
We got plenty.
Yeah. We got all you need in South Carolina.
Got all you need. Nobody wanted that Minecraft when there's like, no thanks.
Midtown Madness was good. Chatroom's throwing out a few names.
Midtown Madness.
Was that it?
That is what I was thinking about. Midtown Madness just laid back. I just used to love it was the first game that I really felt like with a race game that I just felt like, oh, I'm just chilling.
For me, that was Burnout.
I got my Volkswagen Bug and it's riding around.
To me, that was Burnout Paradise.
Except
the actual events were crazy and your car would get torn to pieces and all that. But Paradise was kind of the last time I really thought extremely highly of a racing game. And for me, Forza Horizon 4, all the Horizon games have been good, but 4 in particular, I think is finally the big
champion.
What
do you think about it? So Motorsports is coming to the live this month. It just came, I think it's already released.
No interest in that. That's basically Gran Turismo. It's a bunch of, it's all like the it's all simulation and high real tech stuff. I'm not into that at all. I don't care about Sims. I want to have fun in my racing games. So if I wanted to go play Gran Turismo or Motorsport, Forza Motorsport, I would. F all that. I want something that's like nicely in between. I want a good looking, yes, realistic looking driving game where I'm also busting into somebody's barn and stealing their car.
Right. Horizon is just, it gives you everything. You can fine tune your cars to a pretty good degree, or you can just choose ones that people have already designed, and it gives you, you could put your car into certain classes. You're like, oh, well, I think this Maserati should stay in this class, and you can tune it to stay in that class. And if you get outside that class, harder races, but you can just click on it. You don't have to do nothing. Just go, oh, I want that one. Click.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that perform? Sucky.
Yeah.
Try again.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Poo-poo face.
Garbage.
Poo-poo face.
Poo-poo face.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Cliff Empire. It's not a guy. It's
not Cliffy?
No. Right. It's not a fan page for Cliff Clavin, where it's called the cliffempire.com. It's not that. It is a game that I'm trying to get video to play for the chat. There we go.
This looks kind of cool. It kind of makes me think that you're going to be ready for Snowpiercer by the time we get involved with that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, it's funny you'd say that, because this seems like a world that might exist in the Snowpiercer world. But basically, the world has been decimated because humans suck. We've destroyed all our natural resources. I can't remember how the story goes, but basically everybody has to build on top of these cliffs. That's the only way to survive. And so these big monolithic cliffs is where you're going to build your cities. There's a campaign mode, there's a sandbox mode, and there's a, I forget what the other one is, tower defense mode, where you can do a lot more military stuff.
Oh.
I don't like tower defense, so F that. But I do like city builders. So the concept is a simple one in a way. It takes a minute to kind of figure out their method to the madness, but once you figure it out, it's pretty awesome. You get to design
reviews, by the way.
You get to design your cliffs at first. It's kind of random. And then once you've chosen them, you start to build your little town on the cliffs, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense or not. You're going to mill.
It's limited real estate, right?
Yes. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. There is limited real estate to work on. And on those cliffs, you want to be smart about where you put stuff. And it's everything from housing to technology to energy resources to military defense, that sort of thing. You can connect your cliffs together via mass transit and electrical stuff.
Don't connect me there.
Yeah.
Right.
Very simple interface. Choose the stuff you want to put down. Rotate it with your mouse wheel. Put it on the ground. A ship comes first with all your people. You're up in some kind of orbital station. You come down and you drop down what is basically the start of your colony. And then you start building on top of that. And the bigger you get, the better you get. Intermittent little shuttles will come down and land and dump more people who are going to live there.
No.
And you just keep growing it and growing it. It's very sci-fi, very, very cool, very chill. I'm playing sandbox mode at the moment, and I'm really liking it.
Ever like make architectural poor decisions, like people are just falling out the edge of one of the buildings you put up or anything like
that?
They
don't. Not necessarily. I mean, you can put them in precarious positions, but they're not just going to walk out because they're not lemmings. They're, you know, they're people.
So it's not like Sims. You can't like lock them in the bathroom and make them pee on themselves.
Right. Okay, that's true. But when you go and you construct your buildings and stuff in sandbox mode, I want to say they just poof into existence. But in the regular mode, it takes a while to construct everything and research things and all of that. I always play sandbox just to kind of get my head around the mechanics. And then I kind of go back and mainline any campaign they might have and that sort of thing. It's got a very cool vibe, a very cool soundtrack. It just looks like what you think you would imagine this enormous 300-foot cliff and what the top surface would look like with all the stuff you're building and all of that. As city builders go, it's one of my favorite new ones. I've played, I guess, a few this year that I would recommend. This is maybe at the top of that list now. I think it's very, very cool.
Well, it's a unique idea, and visually it's a monochromatic. That kind of interests me. I like the. It looks very sterile and sci-fi.
Yeah,
future sci-fi.
It's very sci-fi. It's very vary into its own look. And, you know, there's lots of stuff going on, too. So once you start building up your structures and your city and your stuff, you start to see little dudes walking around, and they're all like nicely little rendered dudes. It's just a very cool concept, and it's like $9. That's the other thing. It's cheap.
They're just giving it away.
Yeah, they're kind of giving it away. I can't find anything to complain about. I was reading some of the reviews, trying to find some of the negative ones, and I don't understand why people complain. It seems really, really neat, and mainly it just seems very different than what we're used to, which I'm all about. Give me something different. You know, just do something that we haven't done before, and that's right. What this feels like. So check it out. It is called, again, Cliff Empire. And it's available on Steam and maybe other places. Steam for sure. Yeah, it's really
just
cool.
A little update on my No Man's Sky purchasing in within a budget. I just found out I still had $6 from that. I actually gotten $6 back from Microsoft. Whoa. So hot diggity dog. Yeah, it only cost me $22 to pick up that No Man's Sky. We're fitting it in, baby.
Nice job.
Fitting it in.
Chat room Fastidia says it's good mindless fun, like Candy Crush for men. Well, without getting into the gender issues of whether Candy Crush is for men and women, I would say, yeah, it's if you'd like, you know, building a thing and seeing it flourish and then adding on to that thing and whatever, that's this game. It's like very, very rad.
Candy Crush for men.
I'm going to jump ahead in the video so the chairman can see like a big booming city here.
Here's a big booming city. Check it out.
It's actually not that booming. This guy took a long time to kind of
this city's less than booming.
He's got some stuff going, but anyway, and like I said, in sandbox mode, you can kind of go nuts and just experiment with all the mechanics and everything. It's very cool. So check it out. That is, what's the name of it again? Cliff Empire. Cliff Empire. Available now on PC. Also, I wanted to thank Brian Dunaway here for reminding me how cool Hard West is, because I started playing Hard West again. Yes. Thanks a lot. And it's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's basically a stripped-down XCOM, which sometimes that's what you want. And it's set in the Old West.
And it's set in the West.
And I forgot about the what am I trying to say? Supernatural stuff that's in it. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like cowboys and Indians and demons and ghosts and that kind of stuff.
And zombie-ish kind of people.
Forgot about
all
that.
And they straddle the line of being almost offensive with how they refer to Mexicans and how they're portrayed.
Yeah.
They straddle it.
Well, just look, like a if good movies can do Western. It, if movies can do it, video games can probably do it too, I guess. Right?
Agreed.
It's an artistic expression. I'm sure there's arguments on both sides of that, but if you're going to do it in your movies and reflect the 1800s in whatever authentic way you are, maybe you can do that in your games, except for the ghost part.
Second update, I also had a coupon, so it only cost me $16 for No Man's Sky.
Oh,
I still
have
another $15 to go.
What a no-brainer. You know what you should do? You should spend that on Cliff Empire. That's what you should do.
Cliff Empire. Perfect.
Yeah. I think Cliff Empire has...
I feel like I'm playing the old version of Wheel of Fortune. Remember that, where you'd win your stuff, but you'd have to buy prizes. You couldn't leave with your cash.
My recollection of just playing this not long ago, I think it does co-op multiplayer. I could be wrong. Oh, and by the way, there are quests also. They really help you along. It's like, hey, build enough power to do this. Bling! Here's a bunch of free space credits for your hard work in there, buddy boy. It's really good. All right. Also, a big thanks to Jim, who sent me a copy of Horus. I have not installed it yet. I don't know what it is yet, but I wanted to thank him before I forgot. We'll take a look at that on a future episode of the show.
Is that two R's or one R?
That is, I don't know. I wrote two R's, but maybe just one.
What was there a game code included with it, or did he just call you that?
No, he he gave me, yeah. The gift was he gave me, for my birthday, I would like to give you the name of Horus. Yeah. No, he gave me a game called Horus. On Steam, and I haven't installed it yet. But
gotcha.
Big
oh, that's
kind of
cool looking. It's kind of like it's like Lego people somewhat. Kind of cute.
It's like little meeples
side scroller
doing some stuff.
Platforming.
Yeah, I need to install it and give it a shot. I'll probably talk about that next week. But big
Horus
thanks to him.
The best indie game.
Tell me about your Gravity Ghost business there. What's going on with that?
Oh, that's the Gravity Goat. I never got to talk about Devious Dungeon, but Gravity Goat.
Oh, shit. Tell me about Devious Dungeon. Sorry. Do that first.
Oh, you got to back up. It's not going to be much to talk about Devious Dungeon. If you've ever played it, you might have played it. It's been around for a while. It's been a mobile game forever, but recently decided to branch out to Steam as well as to some of the consoles. I believe it's going to be on all of them, the PS4, the Xbox, and the Switch. It's a action platformer, man, with a little RPG rolled into there.
Oh, I have this on my phone.
I wouldn't doubt it. We all have had this on our phone. It's been around forever. I received a free copy of this for review. It's like $4.24 on Steam. It's a lot of fun. I played it this past week. It's a slow start. When I first played it, I was a little disappointed because it's a very simple game. The bad guys are very simple. You're just going with this little platformer, just scrolling across and killing things.
Yeah, but lots of hidden. There's lots of hidden stuff you can you can find. It's very Castlevania in terms of its up and down.
It's very Castlevania. It's got the freaking things I hate, which is the angled attack. Mm. It's got that really ticks me off. But you know, that's what's good about it too. All the levels are randomized, and the monsters are all kind of homages to other monsters you've seen in some other games. Mm. And we even get the boss battle in this. And so, like I said, at first when I was playing it, I'm like, this is kind of mundane. But it slowly ratchets it up until it becomes brutal.
Yeah.
And I like it when it gets brutal. Whenever I was first playing, it was very, very sparse.
Did really well on mobile. Sold really well there.
Yeah. And it's doing good so far. So I've enjoyed it. It came out on the 16th this past month.
So those diagonal attacks are probably a lot easier on a controller, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
Better than a phone, I mean. Like, you're not going to be able to.
Oh, much better than a phone. Better than a phone, but just barely.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, there's lots of hidden areas and shit. There's all kinds of weird. I played the crap out of this on my phone. I remember getting really addicted to it, and I'd play this again. Why not?
But yeah, you mentioned that you should totally play that. And Gravity Ghost, you'd mentioned this was another game that was sent to me for review. They sent me a PS4 copy. That's why I wanted to mention it because I haven't been on my PS4 in quite a while. I didn't even realize I let my PS Plus expire, but I had.
Oh.
Sad face.
That is a sad face.
Wah. But the Gravity Ghost is really neat physics game. It's just like what you'd think. It's a ghost. Okay, so it's not a ghost, but it is. You are a character who is trying to bring animal ghost, spirit animal ghost, back to their host, their bodies. So
what's the, is it like snake or something? It makes your tail longer or something or what?
It does. It does make your tail longer. It's funny to mention. Of course, it's not like snake in the fact that you can't wrap back through it. You can when there's like gems and things you can collect, and the more gems you collect, the longer your ponytail gets until is really, really long. And that's important towards grabbing those ghosts and keeping them in there until you get to the place where their body is at. But the real trick, of course, is each level you go to is a mystery in how to use the gravitational pull of these planets to be able to get through each puzzle, each section.
I can't tell if I like the art style or not. I think I do.
I fell in love with the art style. At first, I was a little put off by the art style as well, but it is, as you go along, this game just really becomes something very special so far. Mm. I'm going to give a bit better review next week. I've only played maybe an hour, but it was what I saw was just really amazing. By the time I stopped, I was really disappointed that I was out of time.
Does this have this looks like it has orbital physics, like you're orbiting around these planets?
It does. It does has orbital physics. And you also can change elements of the certain planets, too, because if a world is solid, you can actually there's certain things you can do to make it a liquid instead. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of fly through it and you can change different things about the gravitational pull and how the character interacts with the gravity. But it's been out since 2015 on Windows and Mac and Linux, but it's just now come into the consoles. Nice. And so PlayStation 4 is where I'm playing it.
Looks like it'd be a good Switch game, too. I bet it's on there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming to Switch yet, but it's definitely on the PlayStation 4. So if you're like me and you've kind of had a long trip away from PlayStation 4, this might be the thing those wonderful indie games. Because I tell you, the Switch has been killing it for indie games for me.
Yeah, it's good.
And so
it's really good.
Killing it.
What's the name of that again? Gravity Ghost.
That is Gravity Ghost.
People like it when we repeat the names of these games.
I do too. I like it. It makes me feel good. Gravity Ghost.
Oh, why yeah, leaves Gravity in the hair? Ghost. Oh, is that supposed to be Mother Nature fastidious? Is that who that is? The
character? Probably. Oh, it's okay. Probably Mother Nature-ish. Great. I wouldn't doubt it. Probably. I didn't dig deep into the story. Like I said, I just had like an hour. Most of that time was spent trying to figure out physics.
Well, what about this guy?
It's a me, Mario.
All right. Time for us to play Guess My Game. It's where we play a theme from a game, and then we try to have each other guess it. Brian, we're going to start with you right. Because my file's being funky, but I'll give it a shot.
My here. File's being funky.
Funky. All right, here it is. I'll play this here. Here we go. Come on now. Here we go. I don't know. It's jaunty.
It is jaunty, isn't it?
Ooh, that bouncing sound.
Right? What? What did that sound familiar?
This is some Pac-Man thing.
Released in 2002.
Hold on, don't tell me. 2002. This would have been a GameCube game?
2002.
Pac?
You might would have saw this on the Xbox or the GameCube, PlayStation 2.
Yeah, my memory. Okay.
I had it on the Xbox.
Let me hear this a little more. I don't remember. I remember this game being around, but I don't remember the name of it. What is the
mm-hmm,
name?
Mm-hmm.
What
you
is
give
it?
You give?
I give up. What is it?
Pac-Man World 2.
That was it! Not Pac-Land, which, by the way, this comes from.
No, Pac-Land is fun.
That's from Pac-Man. Pac-Land. You're saying Pac-Man World 2.
Pac-Man World 2.
Is it fun or stupid?
Superior.
Is it good?
I enjoyed it, but it's a little simple. It's a simple game, but it's a lot of fun. I liked it. Best game in the world? No. Were you thirsty for a little Pac-Man entertainment? Was you sick of seeing Mario all the time and no other cute characters? Well, this kind of did okay for me.
All right.
See, but I grew up on the Pac-Man cartoons, so I knew more than just two-dimensional Pac-Man. Yeah, I knew three-dimensional Pac-Man.
You were a true fan of the Pac-Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Walk up, walk up, walk up.
All right, well, here's mine. See if you can figure this out. Only hint I'll give you is it's a sort of not that old of a game. Let's call it 20. Let's say it's in the 2010s, okay?
So somewhere, 20-teens, okay.
Somewhere between 2010 and 2020. This game came out. All right. Here you go.
My mind is set. Sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Give it a sec. It'll.
Is this an Oddworld kind of game?
No.
Interesting.
Okay. Here comes something that'll probably ring a bell. Skip ahead.
Really reminds me of the Oddworld Western series thing.
Yeah, about now.
Yeah.
Any idea?
That's a totally different vibe. No, I don't. What is that?
Here, I'll give it some action. Here, hold on. It's one of my favorite games that year.
Man, I don't know, but I want to play this game. Give me console. What console?
Well, the soundtrack is incredible. Everything. Right. It's been on everything. It's been on PC. It's been on Switch. It's been on consoles. It's been on everything. 2012 is the year. I'll give you that hint. 2012.
Oh, that's very recent.
Top down, super stylized, pixel graphics, super stylized, very violent.
2012?
Yep, very violent.
Oh, wait a minute. Very violent.
Yep. I'll bet the chat gets it after that word. Very violent, amazing soundtrack.
Top down, very violent, amazing soundtrack.
I guess you could say amazing if you like EDM, electronica, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is what it is. And no ideas, you give up?
I give. I can't do it.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami.
That's what I was going to say. Hotline Miami. Yeah.
I do recognize the sound.
Check it out. Oh, it's so good. Probably going to get a YouTube takedown for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you going to do?
All right. There you go. Pac-Man World, Hotline Miami. Catch it. They're both hot. All right. Let's get down to it with an email. This is a short one we got at boopshow@gmail.com. This is from Rodney Von Torkerton. Rodney Von Torkerton. Do you think it's a real name?
Torkerton.
You think Rodney Von Torkerton is a real dude? Or not?
I don't know, but I love saying Torkerton.
It's pretty fun to say it. He says, you guys, what say you about EVE Online? Do you guys play? You're missing out. Signed, Rodney Von Torkerton. No, I've tried about 8 times. Every time every time I go, I try it, I end up in tears. Not in tears, but just like, oh, I want this to be a standalone non-MMO thing without a monthly freaking fee. I want this to be something else that it isn't, and it's not. So
every time I get on, I get in there and I'm like, oh, cool. This is a really cool loading screen, the start screen. Okay, what I need to do first? Oh my God, that's a lot of reading. That's a lot of knowing.
People always tease this game that it's a spreadsheet in space, and it kind of is. But it's beautiful, and I'm always drawn to it. I love that music and look and feel and all of that. And then I get 10 minutes in and go, what am I doing? There are plenty of space games I can get this vibe from. So I end up playing things like No Man's Sky. You can play that.
Right. Obviously, great love out there for EVE Online. I have nothing against people who play EVE Online. And every time I see little like screenshots and stuff, I'm like, how do I get to that part? Because I want to play that part. I never get to that part. Right. Whenever I look at little video clips and pictures, I'm like, that looks cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. And like, I love hearing stories about big corporate takeovers and giant wars in space for territory. Like, it's one of the most interesting games that way. It's also been around forever. 2003 it launched, like a year before World of Warcraft. Still going strong. Like, I don't have anything. I have nothing but respect for this game. I just can't get into it. I just can't. And if I could, I don't know if I'd have the time. Like, what time do I have that? I don't have time for that.
This is like Civ 5 time. You know, it's like, hey, you got 12 hours to play a game?
I think Civ 5 not out yet, but Civ 5 you said?
But Civ 5 is,
I was thinking you meant, I thought you said Sims 5. That's not out yet.
No.
But you're right.
Civilization.
Civilization, yeah. If you got time for Civ, well, I do have time for Civilization because I can control that. I can do the turns and then I can come back to it later. This thing, I feel like I'm behind. Some pirate ganks my ship and leaves me burning in this freaking quadrant. Like, F that. Ain't got no time. Nobody got no time for that.
No time for that. But it's a great, man. If that's your jam, I guarantee you love it. That is, you really got to be into it.
Exactly. I would recommend anybody out there who's stuck on anime porn games, maybe move over to EVE Online. That's a better game. I'm going to get emails about that today. It's fine.
Oh, I hope so.
Come at me. I want to understand more about why you would spend your hard-earned money on that. I don't get it. Again, I'm not judging you. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. You know? And if people say, what do you mean you don't understand?
I'm not judging you. I just can't go down that path with you.
Well, I understand when people say, I understand it. I mean, I understand that if all it is it's like, ooh, it's titillating. Okay. If that's your brand if that's as far as you're willing to go for it. Do what you got to do.
Right. Do what you got to do.
That's it for emails. boopshow@gmail.com. And that's going to do it for their show. We're done. But we are going to give away some games at the end of this. So if you stick around, we'll pop those in the chat. And you guys can walk away with some brand new games of your very own right after we finish things up here. Farkmass.com/boop is our freaking address, our website. You know what they're called. What are they called? Our website is frogpants.com.
I don't know. Won't you give us your text number? 303030.
Yep, I'm on ham radio at, I don't even know how they do that, boobshow@gmail.com.
KMF56.
There you go. KMFDM. Yep, hit me up. Industrial Rock. I'm excited. 801-471-0462 is our voicemail number. You can leave us a Twitter thingy, too. We'll talk to you on Twitter. You can find that over there at the twitter.com/boobshow.
It's not even how Twitter works.
It's because we'll I think I'm tired. It's all coming out now. Boob Show on Twitter. Thank you very much. Boobshow.reddit.com. That's going to do it for us. Stick around after for free games. Brian, any final words of wisdom before we go, sir?
Absolutely. I'm doing something stupid for the next 2 weeks. I'm trying to do somewhat of a event. I would almost call it a marathon, where I'm going to stream 2 hours every day, at least 5 days a week. Going to try out my Twitch wheels. Nice. Going to try to make partner, man.
Nice.
I'm an affiliate, but I like to make partner.
Well, that's how you do it, is you just stream a ton. You just got to stream a ton.
Stream a ton.
All right. Well, there's our advice then, everybody. Stream a ton, and we'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam.
Anime boobs. My boner is coming. Who cares?